Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today we're talking to the light workers, to all the people working with the light out there. So I'm just going to get right to it. Light workers, how are you? How are you feeling? It's more than just a question that we say politely. It's really everything we need to know for our guidance system. How do we feel? How do we feel? What are we thinking about? Most importantly, is the releasing of the fear, is it not? I know it's not new news. It's not new, but it's on a different level now, isn't it? If you've been working on releasing fear, something has shifted in the past month, a few weeks, maybe since the beginning of the year. Definitely different for me in the last few weeks. It's a whole new frontier here, and all the work we've been doing, releasing everything that's not serving us. I don't know if we can ever release everything, but releasing the big wads that have been in our way. And we're still working on it now. We're in the beginning of chapter two, I'll say, of our growth and enlightenment. It's getting into the next level of, we've released a lot of our gunk, and now we're fine-tuning. And now, when we see things that come up, past fears or old belief paradigms, or anything that was throwing us off or not useful. Now that we've released a lot of it, we've come to the point where it's less difficult and more exciting, really. When something comes up that we haven't cleared yet, if you're caring about how you feel, you can clear it easier, and it can actually be exciting to say, okay, here I am. I've worked on all these things. I'm happier with myself. Now, what's this thing? I haven't thought about that in years. I didn't realize that I felt that way. And that's a doorway for us to discover so much more. I notice all those little things that haven't yet gone. They're doorways to more light. And what do we have to do? Just not freak out when it comes up. I mean, it's really that simple. It's more difficult to believe that that is the way it is. But once you start understanding the believing of it, then you can go, okay, is everything always all right? Yes, it is. You have to prove that to yourself, though. Otherwise, you're not going to believe it. But you got to start somewhere. You got to start with, I want it to be true that I'm always supported and there's infinite love for me here. But I don't know if it's quite true. And that's okay. That's okay. I mean, if you're a light worker, well, if you're listening, it's all, what is it? It's all light. It's all, I have no idea what I was going to say. Look at that. Wow. Okay. I mean, let's face it. A lot of us are learning to channel here. So, and it's an interesting little dance with yourself where you're like, okay, go ahead, spirit. Take it, take the reins, and I mean, obviously I'm right here with it, but, you know, go ahead, say what you need to say. You've got my mouthpiece, go. But I've noticed that with myself and with a few other light workers that I listen to, it takes us a few minutes to get into it. I don't know if it's a warming up period or what's going on. So how about that? I'll start with that. If you're working, if you're a reader, psychic reader, a healer, anything that, I mean, everything requires light, in my opinion, but truly working in the healing arts, you may find, you know, what's your warm-up period? What's your way to go? And do you find that after a little bit, you start to warm up and you go? I mean, I guess that's just part of being a third-dimensional being, physical being. We're like, you know, cars. We're like machines. We need time to warm up. I always want to put a lot of pressure on myself for having like every word from the beginning perfect and on point and totally in tune with spirit. But, you know, it's round two, Nicole. So if you're expecting a lot more from yourself, as I seem to do often, which I see nothing wrong with, really, but to realize when, you know, you just, okay, you know, just relax. Like, the judgment. Judgment is an interesting thing, which goes with freeing the words. Freeing the words. Judgment. Okay, we go, oh, that's not good. We shouldn't judge. And judgment, day of judgment, day of reckoning. Reckoning. We're going to wreck it so we can look at it. I mean, you know, none of these, I know how to go up before the judge, all have not so great connotations, really. So, but judgment, there's nothing wrong with judgment. Judgment is wonderful. I mean, judgment is very important. And so freeing it with how we feel, how we judge ourselves, to notice when we're judging, to notice when we're judging others and just go, okay, I'm kind of judging here, you know. Because I listen to a lot of different light workers, and really, if you show up in my feed and you're of the some sort of substance of light, I will check you out and I will see what you're saying. I mean, you never know where the great messages are going to come from and where somebody's going to say something that's just going to click it all together. So I do a lot of investigation. And now I've heard a lot. And now the same message is clearly being repeated by all of us. Not a problem, because the message, the truth is the truth, right? I mean, it's all love and light, and we're all expressing it in our different ways. But sometimes, you know, if you don't say something I've never heard before in the first 3 minutes, I'm like, ugh. And then I think about my own show and I think, oh, is this what people are thinking about me? Or are they just like, oh my God, lady, get to the point. And then I realize it's all judging. I'm judging them and then I'm judging myself, which is usually what happens when we're judging others. We are judging ourselves. Everyone's a mirror. So, but there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're not going to be like, okay, you're a fellow light worker, so I'm just going to listen to 46 minutes of you talking about whatever because I don't want to judge you as not knowing what you're talking about, you know, or nothing new that I have to learn. So, by recognizing that, I was like, all right, just relax, Nicole. First of all, they're not all talking to you. They're not all messages straight from spirit, because that happens a lot. You know, when you start to really search, I really feel like spirit uses YouTube to get the message across. You just have to establish a connection with YouTube. So you just click on some things you like and it starts to know who you are. And then you can really start to find people who are talking directly to you. They don't know it, and you think, well, I just clicked on this. How is this talking to me? Well, if it sounds like it's talking directly to you, then that's another tool that spirit is using to be able to talk directly to you, especially if you've been listening to spirit, but maybe have some of your channels turned down or off. This way, spirit can use a mouth and can say, okay, here you go. How about this? We know what you are searching for. We know what you're looking for or thinking about or questioning. So here's a nugget of goodness for you. So to get past the judgment also with where is this coming from and where is spirit talking to me? Everywhere. Spirit is everywhere talking to us all the time. It's just us who believe it or don't believe it. We think, oh, you know, I was thinking about 333, you know, or certain numbers. How about this? Certain numbers keep coming up, you know, 420, 555, you know, 1234. All these numbers that if you see it a million times, you're just like, okay, it feels like every time I look at the clock, it's 1234 or 323, my birthday, you know, your birthday time. So any number that means something to you or a number that doesn't really mean anything to you, but every time you look at the clock, you see it's that time. One of these, that's spirit talking to you. That's spirit telling you something. And there's wonderful resources online where you can look at what the numbers are and what a spirit is trying to tell you. Of course, they're like blanket statements, but you get the general message and then you can apply it to yourself, you know, because it's not happening for nothing. I mean, law of probability is that, you know, the clock changes every minute. So why are you always looking up and seeing the same time day after day? You know, I mean, really, to think about that. So, for instance, 420 kept coming up. And to the point where, okay, 420, we think that's smoke weed time. I don't know how that got started. I think it has something to do with the police. But then everybody hijacked, oh, 420, let's light up a joint. Okay, cool. But I kept seeing it all the time. And so finally, I thought, all right, well, what's the spiritual message for 420? And it's a whole different ballgame. I mean, it has nothing to do with weed. It's about... spirit is talking to you and spirit is right here and we're all with you and we can go forward and, you know, all these things. I don't even remember everything, but it made sense. So to recognize your numbers, it's a good place to start if you haven't, or if numbers mean nothing to you, how about those random things of you talking to people and then that comes up in your day? And lately, the synchronicities have been just ridiculous to the point where I was asking, when am I going to just be, you know, is this, I'm just going to say, well, of course it's synchronicitous. Synchronicitous. Of course it is. Stop being shocked by things being, you know, in sync with you. So it's starting to happen, but it doesn't make it any less thrilling. When you know, it's so random and you're just like, oh my God, like I just ate a Kit Kat and then I turn on the show and it's all about Kit Kats. You're just like, what? This is so random. I mean, I haven't said the word Kit Kat in about 4 years. So watch. It's either going to show up in my life or show up in yours. So anyway, just talking about the judgment, which also has to do with the judging, the voices in our own head, what guidance do we listen to, either from ourselves, from our spirit, from others, and freeing the word of judgment to that it's okay to judge. You're always judging whether this is good for you or this is resonating with you. But you know, when you relax, for instance, I saw one light worker, clearly a light worker, was saying all the right things, you know, and really was into it. You can see the spirit these days. But from the get-go, she just got on my nerves, like 30 seconds in. And then I gave her, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes. It felt like 45 minutes. I didn't like her voice, but she's totally corporated out. You know, she's like this blonde with the cardigan and, you know, a little older. But I didn't like, you know, how she's talking about what people are doing wrong and how they didn't know it or couldn't see it. And it just seemed talking down to me. But whatever, maybe, of course, some people really like that, and they're going to listen to that. So there's a light worker for everybody. And just because they don't resonate with you doesn't mean they're not resonating with thousands of other people. So, you know, you can just keep it moving. So that's my opening thought. Feels quiet today. I don't know why, but it feels kind of quiet. Anyway, so trusting that voice. How about that? How about we know that voice? We know that voice. That voice has been talking to us our whole life. You know exactly which one it is. It's hard to point out in words, but you know, the one that's always right. The one that you go, I knew it. I knew it. I don't know why, but I thought of that and I knew it. That voice. That voice. And how do we strengthen that voice? Well, let's give ourselves some kudos and see where we've been and see where we are now. Do you remember the confusion and the suffering that was happening 5 years ago, even 3 years ago? The difference and all the clogging that was there? And think about your brain now. I'm sure you're still asking questions and all these things that, you know, forget it. Not talking about perfection, because that's not even a thing. But the wheels working and the gears turning easier. And if the answer to that is yes, I do feel there's more room in my head and I do hear the voice more. Well, how do we work with the voice more and more and more? Listening. Listening is good. But, you know, you say listening and you think, okay, I know how to listen. Of course I'm listening. But that's not necessarily true. You could go, okay, blah, 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 I'm talking to spirit and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so what's the answer? Okay, I don't hear anything, so spirit, you know, I'm talking to you and I'm talking about this, so what's the answer? Because I don't really know, you know, you're not really giving time to actually receive the answer, you know. So, we all do it. But just remembering to give more time for an answer to drop in is extremely helpful. It's so simple. Yet, do we do it? I mean, I'm just learning it. Really. And it's one of my greatest tools. I'll just say that. I feel like I'm saying very simple and obvious things, and they are, but they're not. Like, what's important in being a light worker? Stopping the conversation in your head for a second, more than a second. How about a minute? 1 minute. You can get so much information from spirit in 1 minute if you just are listening and not talking also. So have we gotten to that point yet? Like, are we all starting to really hear long chunks of the answers? Maybe not all the time. You know, different frequencies, different days, different planetary alignments, different body cycles. You know, there's a whole orchestra of dance going on here. So nobody's talking about getting to a certain level and staying there all the ways. I think that's a way to continue to climb up levels and do more by doing less, is to really just let it be whatever it's going to be, and just remembering to stop and listen, especially when we start to have those freak out moments, you know, when you're used to having the universe move forward and smoothly. If things start to get mucked up, or a few things are starting to just be difficult, and what's going on, and to not freak out, to really not freak out and start yelling and going, oh my God, you know, what's going on, fucking shit, you know, okay, can we not get to that part yet? Like, how about we set our default at laughing? We just go, okay, people, what's going on? It seems a little wacky right now. So just saying, you know, or you can even get a little pissed off with yourself, you know, like, what is going on with me? But again, it's the vibration. You're not like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? It's okay, what's going on with me? You know, to just be nicer. I didn't know what we were going to talk about during the show. I have this whole list, but I was like, I think Spirit's just going to take it. And I'm listening, and I think, well, it all seems so obvious. But I think that's the great mystery of Spirit, that it is all around us. It's not because it's complicated that we haven't heard it or aren't working with it in full harmony. It's because we're just tuning into it, noticing that it's all around us, and it's actually quite simple. But if you're all, you know, mucked up in the head, and there's way too many thoughts about fear and anger and lack, then Spirit might as well be, you know, in a far off distant galaxy. So the only thing standing in our way of really communing with Spirit is when we freak out. And again, we're here and we're human, and part of being human is sometimes we freak out. That's actually, I think, quite hilarious. If we are watching from Spirit, when we freak out, it's the funniest thing. I mean, we love it in the movies. We love it when, you know, the character has just, like, this happened to them, and that humiliation, and this, you know, broke her heel, and she's got her, you know, this is falling off, and oh my, and this guy just broke up with her, and this one just poured salt in her wound, and she's just like, oh my God! Oh my God! Like, what is going on, right? From Spirit, we're just like, oh my God, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. She's totally freaking out. It's not so funny when we're doing it. But why is comedy like that? We like it when people kind of get hurt, but not too much, because then we feel bad about it. So, but a little bit of, like, you know, somebody just going, you know, breaking down on the highway, and because they have a flat tire, and they're just kicking the tire and just waving their arms around and shooting obscenities and freaking, and I mean, you're just like, wow, man, look at them go. I mean, none of these actions are helping them to actually move forward, but it's still hilarious. So, to have this feeling of, it's all right, man, you know, do we really want everything to always be perfect? I really think that's how we start to feel like an automaton. It's all just that, you know, we don't want that. We like the contrast. From Spirit's point of view, we came in to like the contrast. We wouldn't have come to this planet if we weren't totally down with contrast. Because that's what life here is all about. So, making friends with contrast is the way to the light. And then you can actually enjoy the contrast. And use the contrast as signals. Sometimes they're signals. Sometimes it's like, listen, you're moving too fast. This does not need to get done today. If it's too much work, don't do it. Really. If you feel like you're pushing against a wall, there has to be something else you can do that will be just as productive. And maybe not productive in the job or the money, but it'll be productive in your well-being. It'll be productive for the house, for your family, for your health, for whatever. Something that is not pushing against a brick wall. That's big, because it takes trust to trust that everything's going to get done, even if you stop doing things that you don't want to do. You know, people told you that growing up. Well, you have to do things that you don't want to do. That's part of being an adult. Well, who said? You said? So now it's dumb. What do you mean you have to do things you don't want to do? Not saying that you're going to love every single, but you can. You can learn to love to do the dishes. You can love to learn to clean the bathroom. You can love to deal with contrast and you know, bureaucratic paper pushing. You can at least love yourself in it and go, okay, you know, I can go into my own world, even though I have to go to court or something, some place that I don't want to be, I wouldn't have chosen. I know that by doing this, I'm going to do for myself what I need to do. And I don't have to be all in the place. I don't have to feel everything in the place. I can go in there and be in my own head of love and light and tell them, and listen to spirit. Talk to spirit while you're waiting in line for the DMV for 3 hours. Why not? See what spirit has to say. What are you doing? You're not going anywhere. So? It's great. All right. So while I take a little drink of water and possibly wine, why don't we listen to something good? Two Doors Cinema Club, I think they're called, and see what spirit has to say to you during this very upbeat song. And I'll see you in 2.5 minutes. That song always makes me feel good. It's just great. Anyway, so here we are, back. So, lightworkers, let's talk about physical, I'm going to call them, instead of symptoms, signals, physical signals that things are happening like you don't already know. But, you know, here's some more confirmation. The way to get away from the fear and the worry and the you know, denial and hope and all that is just, you know, look for the confirmation. See the confirmation and know that it's confirmation. And then you can trust that there's going to be confirmation one way or the other with everything that you ask for. So, and again, free the words, physical symptoms. You're like, oh my God, what's about to happen? Am I going to get sick? So let's call them signals. Physical signals that things are happening. We all know the third eye throbbing. That's happening. A little pain behind the eyes. That's happening. Weird headaches. Strange twinges and things in the body. They almost feel like little fireworks going off. It's like you feel like a ooh, and then it just goes through different, like I have it sometimes on like the side of my back, like weird places, like a rib. So, you know, and it's a good feeling actually if you just relax into it. And I mean, you know, headaches aren't really fun, but it can be something of, you know, when you go to the gym and your muscles are sore, if you have a third eye throbbing, then congratulations, you've been doing a lot of work. A lot of really good spirit work, and you're just a little sore right now. So, of course, with anything, white lighting it and sending it love. But also, you know, when these things happen in the body, your brain can go two ways. It can go, well, you know, forget it. It can go, what the fuck is going on? Is there a problem with me? Is, you know, uh-oh, and start to go down the train of fear. Or the other option is, oh, wow, thank you so much for this healing. And I know that my body is moving from a carbon-based body to a crystalline body. So this must be part of my alignment and part of my energy movement. So thank you. I know it's a little painful. And actually, if you guys could help me with the pain and release it a little bit, you know, ow, hurting. But okay, but if that's what it needs to do and this is going to be for my greatest healing, then go ahead, then it's fine. And choosing that what is happening is a good thing instead of worrying and freaking out that it's a bad thing. Period. I mean, we can get into yet another discussion about, oh, well, but what if it really is a problem? Well, but what if it's not? What if it's not? And how about we create with our mind and our feelings, that's how the universe knows what we want. That's how our bodies know what we want and know what to do. So whatever we choose is what we're telling it to do. So there is no, what if a bad thing happens? There is no bad thing if you're choosing the good one. Now, what if something still happens? Well, what if it does? And what if then it heals? I mean, you know, how long are we going to go with this story of, well, what if? Well, what if it's great? How about that as the default? How about that? And if you can default on that, how about everything is always working out in my favor? Always, always. That will change your whole paradigm. Just like that. And you know the truth. You know what the truth feels like. Especially now, light workers. You know what the truth feels like. And you know what your truth feels like. What we're figuring out is how we're doing our truth. And what's our personality in our truth. And how do we express our truth. Truly the way we want to express it. You know, how do we practice what we say and everything that we're doing and are. That's the new frontier. But we have to start from a basis of we know everything is great because we're great, because God is great, and everything, the planet's great, the solar system's great, the universe great. I mean, who goes, universe, net, not impressed. Ridiculous. So it's the same thing with constantly going to fear. And it's possible. I'm here to tell you that it is more than possible. You can do it, my friends. You can do it. You're already doing it. You know it. You know it. Because every time you listen to that voice, it's right. And you were so happy that you listened to that voice. It's just about figuring out what that voice is saying and when it's that voice more often. I'll share an example. So twice this happened, but so same thing, different details. Here's the story. I went to the supermarket to get certain things. My roommate had already gone to the supermarket and had expressly said he was going to buy garlic, along with many other things. So I'm not thinking about what he got. I know what I want. So I go into the supermarket and I hear, you should get garlic. I was like, oh, we don't need garlic. You know, Gabriel already got it. And then we're going to have, and he usually buys two. So then we're going to have three. I don't need the garlic. And then I heard, all right, but you're going to need to buy garlic. And I was like, what? Whatever. I went home, put the stuff away. I see there's no garlic. I was like, did you forget the garlic? He was like, yeah. I was like, look at that. I had no idea. But I was told loud and clear, he forgot the garlic. Get the garlic. You're going to need it. So there's a lot of stories like that. So, but you know, what happens? Why didn't I listen? Because I've been toying with what to call it, but this is what I call it. And it's the truth. And it's the inclusion of everything. It's my inner Nazi. This guy shows up. He's like, no, we don't need it. Put it down. Squashes, right? You're just like, oh, okay. I guess I'm not. All right. I mean, he's got a job. He's very good at making sure that you don't come home with 10 unnecessary items. And then you're like, why did I, you know. So he's really good at cutting off anything that doesn't, but, you know, he can get carried away, as we know. So it's about, okay, you know, it's part of what my brain does. You can call it your inner soldier, your inner warrior, your anybody. That voice, he lives in Ego Town. Yeah, so it's that area. Anything that goes, no, 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 that's not it. No, no, no. It's not that we want to get rid of that voice altogether, because it's good to say no to things. But to learn to work with it a little better and go and take a moment and go, okay, I heard distinctly, where did the garlic statement come from? And then your brain goes, I didn't say it. Nobody said it. Everybody's looking around. So you go, okay, did it sound like spirit? Yes, it did. Sure it did, because it came out of nowhere. So is it going to be a big deal for me to buy garlic? And even if we have three, is it a problem? And then you buy the garlic, and then you go, wow, thank you, spirit. There was no garlic, and you told me about the garlic. So you can apply the garlic to any part of your life or any dish that you're cooking. And that's listening to spirit. Just like that. What does that voice say? And sometimes it's inconvenient or random. You're just like, what? Why do I need to do that? And, you know, not the general starts to go off, but just your what or why, you know, convince me why. And sometimes spirit, I feel like spirit mumbles something. They're like, well, you know, because, and you're just like, what? Why? And then spirit's like, well, you're just going to have to choose. Do you want to, or which one? Listening or not listening, up to you. So I suggest to default on more listening. You don't have to go, okay, every thought I have, because that kind of puts too much pressure on it. But when you're in that, when you're at the 50-50 mark of, okay, well, it's three blocks out of my way, but I could go that way, and am I in a rush? No. So just do it and see what happens, because then you're going to know what's up. You're going to know what voice that was. And the tricky thing about spirit, I think it's just fun, right? It can't always be one way. There's got to be more than one way. Sometimes it may have been the greatest thing that you could have done, walking those three blocks in that direction, but you won't know it. There'll be no evidence of it. But I think that's about listening, even if you don't get some major confirmation, like, you know, you avoided an accident or something. Like, you listen to that, and then when you're at the store, it's like, you need olive oil. Here's the other story. You need olive oil. No, we have that huge can of olive oil. We don't need olive oil. And I was like, and then another voice said, you know, you're probably going to need it soon. And I was like, yeah, but it's $15. And I don't know if I can care. Forget it. And I came home and the big, huge can was empty. It had like three drops in it. Totally deceiving. So, and it was my roommate that was cooking it. I hadn't picked it up in like 3 weeks. So I didn't know. Again, those things. So it's the trust factor. Trust the Rama, trust that voice. And if you trust that voice, then you know that voice and you know how it sounds. And then in your light working, it just goes smoother. And even if it doesn't go every single second, everything's smoother right now, it doesn't mean it's not working. I mean, relax, right? With the judgment, you can judge it and you can go, okay, this is a little, I would like to see more results. And then, you know, but it's cool. It's still cool. Whatever happens, I'm just saying I'd like to see more results. Instead of, oh, my God, do it right, perfect, you know. And then you'll find when you can do that, when you can, it's releasing. It's a releasing of control to a certain extent. I mean, you're always in control. Your ego is intact and right here for a reason. Your ego is helping you to survive on this third dimensional plane in a body. You know, don't die. Because that ends the ride. So let me just, you know, make sure in the video game you're kind of getting it. You know, so I'm going to point out things, right? But these times, the forgiveness where you can just go, okay, you know, it's fine. Like that's, and then forgiving the past is so much easier. I'm not sure if that's what I was talking about earlier, but that's what we're talking about now. Forgiving the past can be so much easier now, especially when we don't attach, we recognize the emotion. We go, wow, okay, that situation still has anger attached to it. This one still sadness or betrayal. And instead of going, oh, I'm going to feel it again, you go, okay, I recognize, wow, look at that. Do I want to feel it? Well, I don't really want to feel that. I mean, I like to dip my toe into it because I trust myself. I know I'm not going to go too far into some, there is no too far because there's nothing that's glaring in my head that I haven't dealt with, you know, and I know it. So go ahead, we can feel it or not feel it. But when you realize you're like, wow, okay, I still feel some anger. Is that anger towards this, the ex-husband or ex-wife, or is that anger, you know? And then the forgiveness, I find at this point, it's really about forgiving yourself for any actions you did, you know, or also if you're angry with the person, having it be okay that you're angry with that person. You don't ever have to feel anger when that person gets brought up or pops up. But having it be okay that you don't like this person and this person makes me angry, and that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to be like, oh, I forgive you for everything and you're no longer an asshole. Because that's just not true. And that feels too much like some sort of Gandhi syndrome, like, okay, I'm just going to sit on it and I'm going to meditate and it's going to be, I can work through the peace. Not saying that's a bad way, because we can do that too. But I'm saying everything doesn't have to be Gandhiized. Because that's part of the inclusion of everything that we feel. Everything we feel is for a reason. We've just gotten carried away with it. And just carried away. Like the zebras that don't have heart attacks or heart disease or whatever the book is, you know. Shit goes down. And then when it's over, they go back to drinking water. And that's it. They're not freaking out. It's just water. Again. So there you go. And a wonderful side effect of not exhausting yourself with your thoughts is that you have more energy. And you don't have to sleep quite as much. I'm talking from personal experience. I realize my brain's been quite quiet. Quite quiet. It's quite quiet. And I have more energy. And I'm always a scientist, so I have to, I'm like, well, maybe the energy is just here and I'm attaching to it. And I'm like, okay, that's probably also true. And maybe, you know, I'm eating some better things. Okay, that may be true too. And maybe, you know, I'm going to the gym. I mean, but I haven't gone for like 2 weeks and I went like once or twice, but, you know, something's happened. Okay. So, you know, it doesn't have to always be why. It could be all these things, like all these things you're doing. That's why. So giving ourselves credit for where we are can really help us relax into who we are without all the jibber jabber. At the end of the day, any kind of fear is jibber jabber. It's jibber jabber. You're like, well, I don't know. I always want to look for the other side. Well, what if? Okay, what the fuck if? But what if it's not? So, slowing down so you can move faster. That's a big message of the week. Slow down so you can move faster, which means what? Which means you go, I want to do this. And you go, okay. And then you take a moment and you go, is this cool with everything? Does everything feel cool with this? And if there's no hot signals that are like, meh, 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 you forgot to, then you go, okay, thank you very much. And we are moving forward, right? Unless something else happens, we're moving forward. So, but that moment to take our time and to see what overwhelmment coming from over the hill. You're like, oh, that looks like a herd of overwhelmingment coming down the mountain towards me. So maybe I should get out of the way or get out of here or, you know, do something to not the overwhelm. That means you're trying to move too fast because you feel like you're behind. And again, if everything's fine in the world, then you can never be behind. So maybe you've got this whole idea of I need to move faster and then everything moves faster. And then you need to move faster because everything's moving faster. And then you're getting into this fast loop. Do you want to have to move fast all the time? Are you a machine? No. So just chill out. Take your time. And enjoy it. Sing yourself a tune while you're doing it. I mean, just taking that moment to go, okay, do-do-do-do-do, dishes. Do-do-do-do-do, dishes. You know, I mean, and if it makes you giggle because it's the worst song you've ever heard, then you're doing it right. Sometimes you can come up with quite a catchy tune. I always say, that's what jingles really should be for. You know, when you're like, oh my God, oh my God. and we're freaking out right now. Ooh, ooh, and we're freaking out, watch her go. And then you're just like, what was that? And it kind of jerks you out of, you know, your retardation, because that's what it is. Just trying to help you to not be so retarded, because that was the best thing that I could do for myself, is slow down the retardation. I'm not saying, you know, but we're all working on it. And, yeah. Does it make you sound like a hippie when you talk like that? You're just like, yeah, man, it is so great. I just love talking with spirit. I really do. I can't be in a bad mood or worry about anything when I'm talking with spirit, and I know spirit's right in my head right there. And sometimes, all right, how about this for the last 10 minutes? Sometimes we don't always feel spirit like right there. Like before the show, I was like, where are you? What's going on? I feel a little like, meh, what's meh? I'm like tuning. Like, I don't want to be sitting here tuning all the time. What's going on? And then you ask, and they're like, it's fine. You're like, all right, but that's pushing you towards a leap of faith. You have a decision to make. Are you going to go, okay, just even though you can't feel it, do you trust that we're going to be there? Or are you going to worry and tune? Maybe the last song you pick, just pick a song, just go rant, and there you go. That's how we're starting. That's how it's going. So, and eventually, you get on a roll, and it's cool, and it's right there, and then it's impossible to be in a bad mood, because spirit's never in a bad mood. So why not hang out with the energies that's always in a good mood? Yeah. And then you can ride the levels of it. The levels of goodness. I feel like I should make the shows shorter because of my own impatience. Even though I will listen to hours and hours of different people or the same people. If I dig you, I'll listen to you. You don't always have to say earth-shattering things. I mean, I've probably listened to 30,000 hours of Alan Watts. If it's audio and it's on YouTube and it has the words Alan Watts in it, I've probably heard it. Because I like his voice and I like the vibe. And he, you know, goes on and on. On and on and on about what you're seeking, and you are seeking God and Zen, and so the Matrix, you know, he goes into so many different directions. So I don't know. So I need to make it fast and clippy. I don't know if spirit always wants to move like that. How about you just settle in and, you know, clean? Ooh, that's something that I wanted to mention. Cleaning. A lot of us seem to be moved towards cleaning lately. Mass pushes to clean, myself included. I mean, I didn't realize that there's a lot of stuff in certain places. You know what I'm talking about. And so you just kind of get used to it. But I got to the point where I didn't like looking at it, so I just kind of put a cover over it. It was a nice cover. It just kind of was like, not this air, under construction. I didn't realize it at the time, but under construction. So I cleaned all that out, and then I cleaned out even drawers and bookshelves, and oh my goodness, I feel like the whole side of the room is up more. It went whoop, whoop, whoop. And I just accepted it for so long because, you know, you can't do everything. Like, listen, not yet, you. I can't be bothered with you, but I don't want to look at you. So if you are pushed towards cleaning, do it. Because it's also a wonderful exercise in not getting overwhelmed, especially if you're not some sort of, you know, master cleaner that's just like, yes, scrub-a-dub-a-dub in the tub. Right? So hold it. So, pick the thing that's most exciting. The thing that would make you most happy if it was clean, and just do that. And then if you want to be a little ambitious, you can go, okay, and if I get that done, then what? And if something goes, definitely that. So then this into that. And that's it. You know, I mean, if you're like me, you're going to look at the whole picture. You're like, okay, why am I, all right, I want to move this over here. So to do that, this needs to be lighter and that needs to be better organized. And so, blah, blah, blah. So where do you start when you've got like 8 steps of a move around? Well, somewhere. Start with one. The thing that'll make you the most happy when it's done. Because, first of all, it's glaring at you that it's most fun, so it's clearly the place to start. And two, once you do it, and you're happiest doing it, you create momentum with a good feeling. So then, when you go to tackle number two, whatever that may be, you already have momentum going because number one felt so good because you chose the thing that felt the best, first of all, and then you did it. So satisfaction, awesome. And you're like, what's next? And then you go, okay, two, and then maybe three. Okay, four, I'm seeing the path and there's movement. So even just that recognition is powerful momentum. And then it can be really enjoyable, you know, instead of overwhelming. If it feels overwhelming, don't do it. Go, wait a minute. It feels overwhelming. That must be too many things. And dreams, working with your dreams, meditation. Maybe I'll go deeper into that next week. So it's been my pleasure to talk to you today, whenever it is that you've listened. I hope that you have enjoyed yourself and come away with some nuggets that you can chew on and find some enlightenment with, something to lighten your load, put down the burden. And if you would like a spirit therapy session with me, go to spirittherapynyc.com and send me an email there and sign up for our newsletter. And we also have a psychic reader, an intuitive drawer. If you're interested in what that is, you can check us out there. And daughtersofisis.com is also there. Daughters of Isis for your tools, essential oils of the Egyptian goddess whose name shall not be hijacked. Shall always be love and light. Yes, I just had to say that because enough already. So, yes, flower essence, tools, anything that can take you to another level. And they, I just got a new shipment, and it is crystalline alignment, people. Check it out. If you're looking to align yourself, crystalline alignment flower essence. Take it under your tongue. Boom shakalaka. All right. Lots of love, people. Have a wonderful week. No show next week, for I shall be in Philadelphia. But I will see you on 23rd is my birthday. So let's see. Let's see. But I'll talk to you soon, and I'll let you know. Check us out on Spirit Therapy NYC on Facebook for updates. Have a great night. Peace and love. Love yourself. Love the world. Good night.